Imagine a competition so exclusive that even Taylor Swift admits to being obsessed with it. A game where $17 million awaits the winner, but the real currency is secrets, lies, and psychological warfare. Welcome to The Grandest Game, created by billionaire heiress Avery Grams and hosted on the mysterious Hawthorne Island. What begins as an elaborate puzzle competition quickly reveals itself as something far more sinister. The seven carefully selected competitors arrive with hidden agendas that transform this high-stakes challenge into a dangerous dance of manipulation and survival. As one competitor observes early on, power always demands a price. On Hawthorne Island, that price might be more than anyone bargained for. Each competitor brings their unique motivation to the island. Rohan, raised in an underground gambling club, competes to raise £10 million for his dying mentor. Lyra Kane is haunted by her father's suicide and his final words, "A Hawthorne did this." The Grayson twins contrast sharply. Gigi maps the island on her skin, while Savannah maintains ice-cold determination and a shocking vendetta. "Avery Grams killed my father." Knox Landry hides calculation behind a frat boy facade. Brady Daniels conceals his physics prodigy past, and 81-year-old Odette Morales guards decades of Hawthorne family secrets. Overseeing everything are the four Hawthorne brothers, charismatic Jameson, rigid Grayson, cryptic Nash, and warm-hearted Xander. What makes this game fascinating isn't just the astronomical prize money. It's how these tangled motivations create a psychological battlefield where alliances form and fracture with devastating consequences. For most players, the $17 million is merely a bonus. Their true prizes are far more personal and deadly. Hawthorne Island rises from the Pacific like a beautiful trap. Lush forests on one side, charred remains of a deadly fire on the other. This isolated paradise becomes both playground and prison, its geography mirroring the game itself, inviting yet treacherous. Lyra explores the burned ruins, finding carved writing in a stone fireplace. You cannot escape the reality of tomorrow by evading it today. Meanwhile, Gigi creates a map on her skin with leopard print duct tape, documenting hidden stairs with moss-covered messages spelling manga and raw before erasing them. At sunset, competitors gather at a cliff-built church-like house. Inside are seven silver trays with name cards and bronze keys marked with infinity symbols, and every story has its beginning. Each key opens a room containing a perfectly tailored formal outfit. The island itself becomes a character, beautiful, dangerous, and secretive. Its isolation ensures no escape until the game concludes, forcing competitors to confront each other and their inner darkness. Their exploration reveals that the island contains clues to mysteries older than the competition. The competition begins with a masquerade ball, where identities are both concealed and revealed. Lyra wears a midnight blue to white waterfall gown, while Savannah appears in ice blue silk with platinum braids. This elegant start quickly shifts as competitors are divided into hearts, diamonds, and clubs teams and locked in separate rooms with one directive: escape before sunrise or face elimination. The challenge emerges as psychological warfare disguised as puzzle solving. Hearts must connect six random objects, including a styrofoam cup and Scrabble tiles. Diamonds work with a compass-like table featuring murals hiding messages. Clubs struggle to determine the purpose of rhinestone sunglasses and rainbow wrapping paper. As puzzles intensify, a power outage suggests outside manipulation. Each room's challenges mirror team dynamics. Hearts' wordplay reflects Lyra and Grayson's complex communication, while Diamond's light puzzles parallel how Rohan and Savannah see themselves in each other. The true intrigue lies in how these puzzles force competitors to reveal their authentic selves under pressure, bringing them closer to both escape and uncomfortable truths. Sometimes, in the games that matter most, the only way to really play is to live, Avery tells Lyra, highlighting how competitor relationships become both necessity and strategy. The most fascinating partnership forms between Rohan and Savannah, master manipulators who recognize themselves in each other. Their alliance begins as calculation, with Rohan suggesting they work together until inevitably betraying one another. It's not betrayal if we both go into this with open eyes, he reasons. Their dynamic intensifies during a truth or dare challenge that becomes a psychological battle, culminating when Savannah unexpectedly kisses Rohan, brutally, transforming distrust into passionate tension. Lyra and Grayson confront their past when he finds her sleepless. Their conversation reveals he tried desperately to find her after telling her to stop calling. As they investigate who wanted her in the game, they surrender to a long-resisted kiss. Meanwhile, Gigi's team struggles with Brady and Knox's fractured friendship. Their connection to someone named Kala adds complexity, with Brady suggesting winning could bring her back. These relationships reveal how the game forces competitors to rely on others while never fully trusting them, creating bonds both genuine and strategic. Every competitor brings personal traumas to the grandest game that drive their participation beyond money. These hauntings gain significance as evidence suggests shadowy forces manipulating events beyond Hawthorne's control. Lyra's recurring nightmare features a Kala lily, candy necklace, and the whisper, "A Hawthorne did this." Finding papers with variations of her dead father's name that ignite when touched confirms someone is weaponizing her trauma. Later, she fully recalls how her father, not father, shot himself after drawing something in blood. Gigi discovers a hidden black bag containing diving gear, a gold necklace with a listening device, and a knife marked with 13 claw-like marks. An unplanned power failure raises suspicions about compromised house systems. When she returns to the bag's location, someone grabs her from behind, calling her Sunshine. The epilogue introduces the Watcher, a mysterious observer contemplating the game and its players, including the Cane Girl and the boy from the Devil's Mercy, considering intervention. These hidden players transform the competition from a puzzle challenge into something more sinister, a chess match where competitors are unwitting pieces. As the hourglass empties its final black sand, the grandest game proves to be more than competition. It's a test of intelligence, character, strategy, and humanity. The club's team's elimination demonstrates how quickly fortunes change. Despite Gigi's brilliance, a single fall costs everything. Questions remain. Why did Knox ensure they'd miss the deadline? What connects Brady to Kala? For the advancing Hearts and Diamonds teams, victory brings higher stakes. Lyra and Grayson must navigate their new connection while investigating her father's death. Rohan and Savannah's alliance grows more complicated, their attraction conflicting with their goals. As dawn breaks over Hawthorne Island, competitors face a truth more challenging than any puzzle. Winning may be more dangerous than losing. The real test isn't reaching the dock before sunrise, but navigating what follows, when alliances must be honored or betrayed, secrets revealed or protected, and each player must decide what price they'll pay for victory. The sands have run out, but the true game is just beginning.